small milestone for Lash House, pushing for the Lash House. You know, the quad notes to a whole note or a half note, a race notes to a quad note or a half, you get a push to it. And just that one concept, the second time they played the piece, it sounded completely different from the first time. It just came to life. These are the things that you've got to do, but you've got to keep the ear moving. And I'm going to spend time on it between now and then, just breathing, pushing the ear, note to note to note, to try to eliminate some of the cracks in the attacks. Because it's really noticeable. So let's take a look at this. I don't want to spend too much time on it, but this is like a minute and, a half into 45, which would be perfect for an off end for those people that want to dance. And a 30-second piece is not long enough for them. It's more challenging than mellophones because if you put the first and second mellophone part together, that was actually one line for all woodwinds. It's a lot easier to play on a clarinet or alto sax than it is on a brass instrument. Well, not that much easier, but do-we-do-we-do-we-do-we. So the first mellophone sounds like do-we-do-we-do. The second mellophone sounds like do-we-do. And when you put it together, two parts together, it sounds like each one's going to be helping. Let us see in the split parts in the euphonium and conch bass. I just added that low E flat, just a little more bottom to give a little more bass. So you can decide who's on the elements of that for you. Mellows. Take a look at that. I want to spend a couple minutes looking for this. It's an awesome album. Two bar phrases. Sopran three. I'll start with sopran. It's just sopran three. You say four, five, six, five, six, five, five. Cool.
Here's a final, here's a second album, and one, two, three, go.
Oh. To that last measure yet. So, I don't, in 36 you don't have anything?
Right.
Yeah, there'll be something there, but haven't added it yet. All right, let's try that, 35 and 36. One, two, ready, go. To my apartment sometimes and we'll have lunch. And I say, check this out. We want to do a longer version of this Shut Up and Dance. So I played it on the computer for him. He said, the first tune we're doing?
Pacific.
Oh, the Pacific, okay. The Pacific. Now, when I listen to the Jeff's recordings of tonight, I'll say, oh, okay, that sounds different from what I heard live. Well, it's a good job with that. If we can do that minute and 45, a minute and a half, whatever it is. And after hearing the Mellophone 1 part there, and giving the Mellophone 2's some time to work on that, I think it's going to work okay. All right.
You don't need to have a key to spark it
with it? It could be, but we're going to have a lot of their points with, I'm giving them like 4 Michael Jackson tunes and plus the Abba tune that they have to have ready for audition.